WFMP, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition education. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I'm pleased to have you join us this morning. Even though it might be raining a little bit, it's just going to be a great morning. You know, from now on, if you want to sleep in on a Saturday morning, and sometimes I do want to sleep in, but you can still catch us Dishing Up Nutrition. And the good news is starting tomorrow, I think this is right, on Sunday, June 28th, our show will be rebroadcast from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on 107.
That's right after Katie K9.
It is right after Katie K9. So if, you know, you can catch our show if you're driving home from the lake, or if you're out for a Sunday evening, or, you know, anytime you want to, you can re-catch it. So this is going to be great. And our show today is all about skin health. So if you're concerned about eczema, rosacea, purple spots on your skin, acne, wrinkles, well, stay tuned because we've got some answers for you today. Our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer, and you heard her voice. She's a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, and an educator. She's a very busy lady. She sees clients in St. Paul, White Bear Lake, teaches lots of classes. And Wendy, what kind of skin problems do you see most with clients?
Well, I would say probably the biggest is acne, but I see a lot of people with rosacea.
Yes, it is interesting, isn't it?
Even if they don't come in for that, you know, you can see that redness and those little worm-like, I call them, little marks on their face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's rosacea. So, before we get into our discussion about rosacea and acne and all these skin issues, I want to introduce our guest, Anna Derrick. Anna has her master's degree in nutrition and teaches many classes throughout the community. And I always hear about Anna. They love Anna when she's teaching.
We do. We always get glowing reports about her.
Yeah.
You know, but the interesting thing, Wendy, also, it's because she has a lot of knowledge. You know, that old master's degree in nutrition makes a difference.
And plus she's just plain fun.
Yeah, she
I'm standing here remembering, you know, her and I trained together. How many years ago, Anna, was it?
Oh, at least three. I've been here 4.5, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking 4 years ago, you and I did our first class together.
That's right.
It was fun.
Yes. And nutrition is way too fun to make it boring. So, you know, I just try to make it as fun as I can.
And you do.
Thanks.
So on our discussion today, ladies, let's talk about acne first. You know, we see all kinds of clients, all different ages, honestly.
Right. I'm seeing a lot of older women now with acne going through perimenopause.
And they're really frustrated about acne. Mm-hmm. Oh, they can't believe it. I don't care if they're 11-year-old or if they're a 65-year-old woman they're still frustrated about acne, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like we all want our faces to look good, you know. It's like, and we know that in the past, and even in the present, dermatologists are telling their patients that diet does not cause acne. But I know when I take people off of things like soda and chips and sweet rolls and candy bars and cereal, their skin starts to clear.
You know, and we really know that whenever we take people, you know, that we recommend a low glycemic diet. And all that means is it's a low sugar diet, that the body actually works a lot better, and that a high glycemic or a high sugar diet actually leads to insulin resistance. And we all know that insulin resistance can cause a lot of health problems, Kent. Mm-hmm.
Including acne. And I think people really need to realize that acne, I mean, it might seem really simple or superficial to people, but this is inflammation.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and I tell people, look, if this is going on outside your body, what do you think is happening inside your body? You know, and we really need to look at that.
And we also know, don't we, Wendy, that sugar stuff is a leading cause of inflammation for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And researchers have concluded that our typical Western diet of high-processed carbohydrates might be, I think we could go beyond the might here, might be fueling some of the known causes of acne, such as excessively oily skin and inflammation.
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely.
So if you or your teenager suffers from acne, I mean, there's very simple steps that you can take. The biggest one Wendy talked about, stop drinking soda. Start drinking lots of water. Your body needs a ton of water. Stop eating the cereal and the chips, which always turn into the sugar, and replace it with fruits and vegetables. Another important one is to stop eating the frozen pizzas or even the takeout pizzas. You know, it may surprise a lot of you, but two pieces of pizza has about 12 teaspoons of sugar. And most people can't stop with just two pieces of pizza. So, again, and they add sugar to the crust.
Why even start if you're going to stop?
Exactly.
I think that was so interesting, Anna, when I heard that they add sugar to the crust of pizza.
Yeah.
They dump in, you know, they're making up this big batter.
Well, it's sweet, yeah.
Yeah, right. And because it helps it rise, and and people love it more because it's sweeter. And,
it's addicting.
Yeah. You know, but on looking at all this other, there's some really interesting research about acne that was conducted by Dr. Lauren Cordain from the University of Colorado. And Dr. Lauren Cordain and his research staff found that dairy products, now this is interesting, cause an insulin growth factor, which one of the cause, what happened when you have that, you have acne and you can gain weight easily. Mm-hmm. But we're just talking about acne right now. And so that dairy products for some people that have insulin resistance can lead to acne. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. So,
going back to the pizza, dairy and extra sugar that is added to the crust is a very bad combination for acne, the worst, basically.
And I bet if you got teenagers out there and they sit down and have Coke and pizza, what happens the next morning?
Yeah, they have and I've heard kids teasing other kids, you know, that you have a pizza face when you have acne.
Yes.
I mean, and that's kind of what it looks like, too, right?
Right,
it's like,
exactly.
So pizza's directly correlated there. We really find when we counsel people that eliminating dairy products and sugar, their acne clears even more. So, yes, what you eat not only shows on your hips, but it also shows on your face.
And also with the clients we help with the acne and any type of skin issue, when we change the diet and we rebalance the digestive tract, that's when we really start to see huge results. A lot of TV commercials are talking about yogurt and kefir helping people realize that after they take antibiotics, they need to reestablish that good bacteria.
Yeah, I think, Anna, they've done a really good job of helping educate people now.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not sure that their message is totally accurate, but at least people are starting to realize that after they take antibiotics, they have to...
Yeah, they need to replenish.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I don't watch much TV, but are they actually saying that on the TV commercial?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Wow.
Yep.
If so, okay, well, yay.
Yeah. Not about kefir. That's still way too new, but yogurt, definitely.
So they're telling them to go and get some plain...
Well,
no.
They're advertising a brand of yogurt, but they're letting people understand the mechanism what's going on, that we have to keep that good bacteria, that good flora down there, all the good cultures to have good digestion.
Yep. Definitely.
So that's good.
Yes.
Good. I guess I'll have to turn on the TV.
But both bifidobacteria and acidophilus are very effective in rebalancing that good flora in the intestinal tract. But if you are somebody who does suffer from acne, rather than using yogurt or kefir to rebalance, you might want to, which are both dairy products, you might want to just take a supplement of bifidobacteria and acidophilus as well to replenish instead.
Yeah. And you know what I often find is that, you know, initially we need to get people off of dairy, even yogurt and kefir.
Yes.
You know, and then down the road after we've established that good bacteria, they can often go back on the yogurt and kefir.
Very true, Wendy.
To get, mm-hmm. to get that good bacteria back in there. But you know, let's face it. Sometimes dad and mom can encourage, restrict, and nag teenagers. And we all know, if there's any moms and dads of teenagers out there, that it's really hard to get them to change their diet. And you really, nagging just doesn't work anyway, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But I have found, you know, oftentimes working with teenagers, and I love working with teenagers. I love working with kids, you know. But after they meet with us and they can understand, again, like you said, here on the TV, people are now finally understanding the mechanism and why we need good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all of our... you know, we can make things simple enough that, I mean, I have a six-year-old client, and he gets it. You know, he gets what we're talking about.
Right.
Where his mom couldn't get him to eat vegetables, he's now eating vegetables. So we can do the same with teenagers when they understand what's underneath, you know, that there really is something causing their acne, and furthermore, that they can actually do something about it, and they can be empowered. Yeah. You know, so it really, really helps to... have them come and see someone outside the family, you know, a nutritional counselor. And we can, you know, it's pretty amazing, really.
It is.
The compliance that we get
where,
you know, parents are just frustrated.
So I want to put the phone number out there right now, because if people have questions about acne, our number here is 651-641-1071, because we're going to move on to a little another topic right now. We're going to start talking about wrinkles.
Oh!
And, you know, we all know that smoking causes wrinkles. But did you know that 42% of the smokers also suffer from acne, while only 10% of the non-smokers?
Wow, that's pretty significant.
Yes, it is. So, you know, of course, excessive exposure to the sun also causes wrinkles. You know, I have a lot of aunts that live in Oklahoma, and they'd come up for the summer to see my parents, and they'd all have these kind of wrinkly faces. And
lots of sun in Oklahoma.
Lots of sun, yeah. You know, even though my mother lived on a farm, and she was an outside girl, she had great skin. She had very few wrinkles, even into her 80s. But, you know, she always wore a hat to protect herself. And never did she encourage anybody to lay out and cook your skin, you know.
Cook your skin. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's a great way.
And she knew well before her time how to keep her skin wrinkle-free. And just a few things to protect. And, of course, never would think of smoking. That would have been. Not my mother would have never smoked. But... the aunts from Oklahoma did all that.
Oh, they did? I bet that was interesting when they came up.
Oh, yes, it was.
So diet plays a huge role and an important role in preventing wrinkles. Eating lots of those great green leafy veggies, they're full of antioxidants that really help to reduce wrinkles and the risk of wrinkles. And also another important thing to do nutritionally is eating enough animal protein several times a day, because that actually builds and maintains that collagen under your skin to prevent your face from sagging.
That's right. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I've found many women and sometimes men suffering from a condition called rosacea, or it's called red cheeks. Often along with red cheeks, rosacea acne appears. The typical medical treatment for acne is several rounds of antibiotics, which doesn't appear to be very effective. As a nutritionist, I recommend reducing sugar and processed carbohydrates and adding some essential fatty acids. So if you have rosacea, stay tuned, because when we come back, Wendy and Anna will share some other nutritional tips for turning off rosacea. So if you have questions about your skin today, 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I want to encourage people to sign up this week for the weight and wellness classes. These are fabulous classes, and they start the week of July 5th. And we have classes everywhere. We have classes in here, there, and everywhere. Wayzata, Maple Grove, Edina, Burnsville, St. Paul, Woodbury, White Bear Lake, and Anoka. So these are no excuse classes. It's like they're in your area.
Yep.
So there should be no excuse for not taking it. So these are great classes. And if you need to lower your cholesterol, if you have acne or all the skin conditions we're talking about, if you want to reduce aches and pains, if you want to have more energy, if you want to have a better mood, and of course, if you want to lose those extra pounds that might still be hanging there from Christmas,
yes.
Even though you went to the gym in January and stopped going to the gym at the end of January,
right.
Like most people do, right?
Right, exactly. And it's a way to get people encouraged to take care of their health a little bit.
Well, and the other thing is just it's fun.
Yes,
it's fun.
Make it fun.
Not
we
boring,
so
not boring
fun.
Like
yeah.
most nutrition classes, yes. So before we went on break, we were talking about a skin condition called rosacea. And I think, Wendy, you described it really well. It's red cheeks, right?
Yes.
And it's got, you often have acne on top of the red cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get acne lining your jawline. And so a lot of women are having it, and some men are actually having rosacea these days. So, you know, we wanted to talk about some other nutritional tips that we have that when people are experiencing rosacea, you don't have to keep walking around with it.
No, you don't. And, you know, I mean, they give you laser treatments and they tell you to stop drinking coffee and things like that, you know, which is, you know, stop drinking the coffee is great. But, you know, how about just adding some things that heal the skin, like omega-3 fatty acids to reduce the inflammation, which is going to reduce the acne.
And we talk about that all the time, don't we?
Yeah,
that
we do.
We need omega-3s to reduce inflammation. So personally, I take 4,000 milligrams of omega-3s every day. I take two in the morning and two at night.
Mm-hmm.
What do you take, Wendy?
Well, I take one with each meal, and I combine mine with which we haven't already talked about, but GLA.
Mm-hmm.
I take one fish oil and one GLA with each meal.
Okay.
Nice.
I used to take a ton of them when I was healing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I
right.
was, you know, I think I was taking 9 of each, but now I do my maintenance dose.
Right. And then a lot of times, like Wendy was talking about, I add omega-6 fatty acids, which is basically GLA, to help balance hormones and also hydrate the skin. It's really, when I think of omega-6s, I think of the skin right away. So, and you
Absolutely.
Can you can actually break open those capsules, the GLA capsules, and put it right on your skin, and it's so healing. So
another thing that I do is I usually have people take acidophilus at bedtime to increase the stomach acid. And, you know, people have found that, researchers have actually found that when people have rosacea, they actually have low stomach acid. And so you don't want too much stomach acid. You just want a little bit. So, again, acidophilus brings that level up for people.
And it's really wonderful for skin, but, you know, for so many other things.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we're doing to our stomachs these days with, you know, the foods that we're putting in there.
Or the medications.
And the medications
yes.
that we're taking because of the foods we're putting
yep.
in there. You know, we really need to get back to the basics. You know, what's causing the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I have found often people with rosacea have been on several rounds of antibiotics and have an imbalance of yeast. So I recommend a mild, also often anti-yeast supplement called Aquaflora. It's a homeopathic remedy to eliminate excess yeast. And then often the rosacea usually goes away when we do all these pieces.
Mm-hmm. Very easily, isn't it?
Yeah. And one last recommendation, you need to keep the sugar intake low. So many of our clients have noticed a flare-up of rosacea when they start, you know, overeating sugar. And, of course, we know that sugar always causes inflammation. So that would just be a good idea.
So let's go back to our discussion on wrinkles.
Oh, yes, wrinkles.
And we were talking about, first of all, that people need to have lots of vegetables as antioxidants. We're kind of talking a little bit about making sure that you had some protein to make the collagen so that you didn't get saggy faces and all that.
We don't want saggy faces.
So let's continue our kind of our discussion about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so everybody pretty much knows, I think, that we need collagen to make healthy bones and have our skeletal system healthy. But and collagen is made up of animal protein. So if you're still trying to diet with low protein and low fat, you're probably increasing your risk of having wrinkles.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It is. It's like you might be thin, but
right.
Saggy. Thin with saggy skin. I made a rhyme.
So let's talk about fats, everyone. We need about 1 tablespoon of healthy fat 5 to 6 times a day for wrinkle prevention. If you want to avoid those wrinkles, you must give up your bar food.
Oh, yeah.
Bar food?
So all the women my age having a few drinks and bar food, which would be what, the chips and pretzels and appetizers.
Buffalo wings.
Almost always fried, you know, fried food.
Fried and bad fats.
And bad fats, that's right. After work, you know, you might go out and happy hour, but I can promise you it will start to show on your skin and maybe even on your hips. So truly, you are running the risk of wrinkles when you're eating those bar food. So skip it because it's loaded with trans fats.
Well, and now at least they're not smoking in the bars.
Yes. You know,
but they all go outside and smoke. So you kind of walk through this cloud of
haze.
Smoke on your way in. But well, it's like...
Well, I don't know. And as far as when you bring up bar food, you know, I have so many clients that are in their 30s. Like,
yep.
I mean... Or, you know, I know that you're not that old, but in that 20s and 30s,
yep.
And they really do try to live a very healthy life. And then it's such a mismatch to their, when they go
yep.
and have a few drinks after work, and that's maybe okay, maybe a glass of wine, but then what they do is they eat the bar food,
yep.
which we all know that has been fried in trans fatty acids, bad fats, refined oils. And they're getting loaded with maybe 10, 12, 15 grams of trans fats.
Yep, to say nothing of all of the preservatives and the chemicals in there and the stuff that all that turns into sugar. I mean, French fries, onion rings.
And then they
wonder, we're back to tons of sugar. And the alcohol, whew, lots of sugar.
And then they wonder why they're having skin problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't connect. You know, they work out.
Yep.
And they
do
and
all
they
this,
eat their
right.
salad at lunch.
Yep.
And then they get caught in the bar food after work. So interesting. So we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, if you have dark or brown spots on your skin, often called age spots, you may wonder, why am I getting those? Age spots are the result of free radical damage. The older we become, the more important it is to increase our antioxidants through eating lots of vegetables and taking some supplements such as vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D. These are all antioxidants, very important. So if you have questions about your skin today, 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Well, welcome back to Dishes Nutrition. If you are experiencing heartburn, constipation, or diarrhea, I have just the class for you. On July 8th in Wayzata, I will be teaching Gut Reaction, Restore Your Digestive Health Through Nutrition. This is a great 2-hour class. The cost is only $25, and I promise you will learn more about your digestive system than you ever wanted to. So call today, 651-699-3438 to sign up with Hannah.
And nice thing that's happened, people can actually go right online and sign up for these classes now. They don't even have to go to calling our numbers. They can sign up by themselves.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my word. Oh, wow.
Already, people have been signing up just by, you know, they type their
awesome.
Name in and their phone number and everything, and they're signed up, ready
voila.
To go.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Very
Wendy.
Nice.
Good. This is great information.
Nice to know all this stuff. So let's take a caller here.
Okay, I think that's a great idea.
Good morning, Todd. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Say, I have to admit that I haven't listened to your show before, but my wife and I are going on a road trip today.
Okay.
We're going down to Des Moines to the Keith Urban concert. We're going to leave this morning, and I asked her if she wanted to stop and get a bite to eat something somewhere, and it wasn't a great place. I did suggest a kind of fast food chain, and we don't do it very often at all. In fact, we actually just got done working out this morning, so I think we're pretty healthy, but my wife loves your show.
Well, thank you.
And she times our workout so she can listen to your show. My question is, after you were mentioning something about trans fats and deep fried oils, she said, do you still want to stop somewhere? I'd like to find out what other places can you go to and get something fairly healthy.
Well, if you're looking at fast food, Todd, there is no place. Because we have really looked at every item on almost every menu.
Even if it looks healthy, yeah, like a grilled chicken, it has trans fats in it.
Even if the grilled chicken salad has trans fats, it has partially hydrogenated fat in it. So there really is not any place.
Just a diner or two or a place where you can grab a quick breakfast.
And I always suggest to people if they're going in for a quick breakfast, order eggs, but ask them to cook them in butter. Mm. And then, see if they will do that for you. And then ask them for, rather than like hash browns, because they're going to cook those in trans fats. Yeah. You know that. But if you ask them for vegetables, they might just cook those and just say, I just want butter on them. And that's the best you can do. Otherwise, when you're going out, maybe order a steak and a baked potato and some vegetables, because they probably are not going to contaminate that with any trans fats. So you have to be careful, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And I probably will indulge ourselves and stop at Starbucks for the road trip, for the ride.
Okay, just have coffee and real cream.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Get the cream, yeah. But I'd like to just speak to this, Dar, because okay. I go out with my friends for breakfast, and they choose this horrible place. But people are really willing to accommodate you. And if you do have to be intentional, though. I order poached eggs,
okay,
and then I order vegetables with butter. And then I don't have to worry about, what the cook is putting on the...
I think that's great, Wendy.
That's a great idea.
And definitely. It works very well for me.
Good, good. So let's take another caller here as long as we're... good morning, Mary. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, good. Well, I had a question listening to your show on skin about psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it for a lot of years. It kind of comes, it kind of goes, and I'm really trying to do it the natural way, trying to heal it the natural way versus going to the dermatologist and getting a bunch of steroids and all of that. Could you speak about trying to heal psoriasis?
Sure. Looking at psoriasis. First of all, it's an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. And so, ladies, you can pitch in here with me as we are talking. So the first thing that I would do is look at what is causing your immune system to overreact or be confused. And that's basically what an autoimmune disease is your immune system is confused.
Yep.
And so you have to take and try to look at what is causing that. And if you're looking at foods, often that goes back to the gluten grains again. So eliminating gluten out of your diet is one of the best things to do to start out with. And the next thing to do is probably eliminate dairy products. And often that is what will stop that autoimmune response and will tame down that psoriasis quite a bit. Now, sometimes people are actually sensitive to other foods. And the other ones to look at would be eggs. The egg white, the protein that's in egg, might be part of the problem.
Wendy, certainly sugar.
Certainly sugar.
We got to really get sugar out there. And maybe soy.
Yeah,
soy
definitely
too. I would definitely look at that.
Yeah.
So have you looked at all those foods, Mary?
I have. And I know I do better without the dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right about the gluten part.
Mm-hmm.
Other than vegetables and fruits,
meats and go ahead.
Yeah, but you can do wonderful things with vegetables and meats, and you want to be careful of the fruit even, Mary, because, you know, that has a lot of sugar. So, you know, and then getting in these healthy fats, but also going back, and we always start our consultations with looking at intestinal health.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've done that, Mary, but that is so critical. You really can't get better with an autoimmune disease unless you look at your intestinal health.
Oh, I agree with you, Wendy. That's perfect. Yes.
You can't.
No, you can't.
No, you've got to get your intestines rebalanced, and you've got to get that good bacteria back in your intestines.
Because, I haven't, and I've done that. How do you know when they are in balance?
Well, you're not going to have any symptoms.
Hmm.
Yep. What it can get very complicated. So that's why we love sitting down with people. You know, we have people fill out, 10 pieces of paper before you even come. We look at, you know, your medical history, your family history, your likes and dislikes, how you eat. This tells us all about, you know, where we need to go and what we need to put in place, Mary, because, you know, autoimmune diseases are very complicated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, you know, and then,
I appreciate your struggle.
Yeah. And then the other thing that, you know, of course, we always look at is what kind of fats you're eating. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to make sure that you're not eating trans fats. And then adding some good fats like, you know, olive oil and avocado and butter and all those kinds of fats, the healthy fats, because your skin actually needs healthy fat.
Right.
And then, let's talk a little bit about, you know, adding some essential fatty acids. And I'm not sure if you've done that, but...
Right. Yeah, but omega-3s and also GLA, they're both very, very important for keeping down that inflammation of the skin and any type of autoimmune disease. Almost everyone is lacking in essential fatty acids, specifically when they have an autoimmune disease. So that'd be huge, Mary.
So the EFAs are just the GLA and omega-3s?
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the omega-3s from fish oil, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yep.
And the GLA would be from borage oil,
yep.
probably. And we're talking about not just one, but several a day.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to ask, what would you recommend for how many?
You know, probably 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of depends on an individual basis because everybody's skin is different and the amount of hydration it takes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would usually say at least, you know, two of each with each meal with psoriasis. But I've also had people that, you know, their skin even gets too oily. So we have to back off even to one. So
and even if
it can be a delicate balance.
Even if you could take a more liquid form, which is much more absorbable too, then mm-hmm. you'd have to take less too.
Right.
So
lots. Hope we gave you some answers and ideas. So, but
I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Mary.
But the steroids don't help us with the underlying problem.
They don't. The symptoms.
And they just add more stress to your immune system that's already stressed.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Next Saturday, July 4th, we're going to be here. Wendy, I'm hoping you're going to be here because we have a great show planned. And it's called Women and Alcohol. You know, what are the risks and benefits of alcohol for women? So I want you to get next week, starting on July 4th.
Perfect day to start.
8 o'clock, yeah. You know, start and listen.
We'll have nutritional fireworks for everyone.
Exactly. So we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're having a great conversation on skin health today, and we're having a lot of fun. I hope you are too today. And I would just like everybody to know that on Monday, July 6th, at the White Bear office, I will be teaching the great class. It's my favorite class. I say that about every class, though. this class is called Jumpstart Your Metabolism, and this is how I started with nutritional weight and wellness by taking the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class. It's a two-hour class, again, only $25, the best $25 you'll ever spend. This class offers real solutions to your metabolism issues. Even people like myself who did Weight Watchers 9 times and every other diet there was, including my first diet when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I ate nothing for a couple months.
Yeah.
And trashed my metabolism.
Right.
And so it works for people like me. It'll work for you.
So We were talking about wrinkles before we took a few phone calls. So we were kind of talking a little bit about getting rid of trans fats and making sure that you're not eating trans fats, because trans fats, they damage your cells, and that's going to damage your skin from the inside and outside. So, and then let's talk about some other healthy things that we can do.
Okay. Well, you need healthy fats, those essential fatty acids like we were talking about before, but we also need lovely healing fats found in nature, like olive oil, olives, avocados, butter. Coconut oil is fabulous for the skin.
And
slather
inside
it everywhere.
Yes, inside and outside. Yes.
Put it in your bath.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then nuts and seeds. You know, our nuts and seeds have wonderful minerals and nutrients that we can't get anywhere else in our diet.
And then we always recommend, and we've talked about this already, adding some omega-3 fatty acids, or, you know, eat a lot of salmon or sardines. You don't have to do it in a supplement. And also add an omega-6 activated GLA for skin hydration. And honestly, it does work. Skin health comes from the inside out. And aging skin is actually a signpost of aging, of your aging body. So if
That's
you're
right.
aging on the outside, you're aging in the inside too.
And Dar, you mentioned a condition that I haven't seen in the client, but I bet you have, Wendy, purple spots on the skin.
Yeah, and that is actually a very serious condition. It's actually a sign of what we used to know as scurvy.
Mm-hmm. I bet you used to see that in hospitals more.
Yeah, we did. Well, and then working with the elderly, like I did all the time. It's like, and that's a vitamin C deficiency. We talk about modern-day scurvy in our Weight and Wellness series. We literally come unglued when we are deficient in vitamin C. It is the nutrient that holds our cells together. So low levels of vitamin C leads to purple spots on the skin, people that bruise easily, bleeding gums. That's a lack of vitamin C.
So, you know, the other thing that I wanted to talk about today, and I want to talk about eczema a little bit. Some people call it eczema. What do you guys call it?
Eczema.
Okay. And last Monday or Tuesday, I had a little cute little boy, 3 years old, with eczema pretty much all over his body, especially behind his legs. And they were, you know.
Bet he was uncomfortable.
And, you know, he kind of reminded me of my granddaughter, Willa, when she was 9 months old. She had eczema all over, itchy skin, trouble getting to sleep. You know, and this little boy's mom and dad, they tried all those creams and they without success. So they decided to try to see if it was a food sensitivity. So
what do you think?
Well, I'm going to keep that story. We're going to hang on to that story because I think we're going to take a break here in just a minute if I can find where I'm going to go.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. If you are still confused about whether you should eat butter or margarine, or if avocados and olives are really healthy for you, or why you can't lose weight, eating processed, low-fat, sugar-free foods. Oh, doesn't that sound yummy? Take a summertime nutrition class. Learn what is important to keep yourself healthy, especially your skin.
Yes, we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. This summer might be the best summer to take the Weight and Wellness series. It's 6 classes. We've always got air-conditioned classrooms, great teachers, fun, interactive learning, and life-changing nutrition information. So sign up today. Check our website out at weightandwellness.com. You can sign up online, as Dar told you before.
That is so exciting.
You know, last Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever President Obama was speaking about the healthcare crisis and changing some of the things, and he kept bringing in this little word called prevention. And I kept thinking, prevention, prevention, then that's our Weight and Wellness classes because truly we are teaching prevention. So if you want to avoid getting some kind of health disease, you know, it's like you have to start now and you have to start with knowledge. There's so much misinformation floating around in the nutrition world. And we need to make sure that people understand what is the truth and what's going to make their bodies heal and feel good and stay healthy. And we, you know, we know that there's some things that we can't eat, and we need to start avoiding some of those things.
Right. And if you're really interested in finding out the truth, I highly recommend this new documentary, Food, Inc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll scare you away from eating, won't it?
Well,
bad stuff. Food.
Bad food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, talk about prevention.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about more about eczema, because so many people, so many kids, so many adults have this problem. And I was talking about the little boy that I saw on Tuesday.
Three-year-old.
And I'm just going to cut to the chase on this one, because I got a great email about 4 days later, 3 or 4 days later, from mom. And she said, we changed what you told us to change. And we're going to let this secret out, because we changed what you said to change. And his eczema is almost cleared up.
Wow.
In just a few days.
In 2 days.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Awesome.
So what do you think we did?
Well, so what does clinical practice tell us about eczema and food sensitivities? We find that often there are 3 or 4 major food culprits. For many clients, it is related to a gluten sensitivity.
And that's what I did. I took them off of gluten.
So what you did, Dar, is you removed grains from the diet and the eczema clears up. In this case, it took 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is no wheat, no rye, no oats, no barley.
Yep. And remember, I talked about Willow, my granddaughter, who we did that with her, and it was no gluten grains. But guess what? It didn't clear up. So she was also sensitive to dairy products. We also found that she was sensitive to soy, and we also found that she was sensitive to eggs. But the good news is today she doesn't have eczema at all. None.
That's awesome.
And she avoids those foods.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm allergic.
Is that what she says?
Oh, Willow, bless her heart. But we have worked with a ton of people experiencing eczema. And actually, I used to have it when I was a little girl. My twin sister did. And now my daughter has it. And so we have, I've been, you know, taking her off the dairy, and I've started taking her off gluten, and I'm ready for this to be done. So hopefully it's just the gluten and dairy, but if it's the eggs and soy, we'll accommodate as well.
Yeah, because people scratch. I mean, they scratch
just
so
horrible.
Much and they bleed, and it's just...
It's sad. Just,
it is, especially on little ones.
Yep. Yes, it is.
It's bad enough for
And she's only a year
ones,
and a half, so, you know.
It affects how they sleep. It affects everything about them.
Definitely.
You know, I think even if you have that irritation going on for a long time, you have to have this kind of irritation. You're never really calm and settled.
Yep.
And so it's important to get this taken care of.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it, you know, it starts affecting your personality too,
right, exactly.
I'm sure, in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to keep the skin hydrated with water and fatty acids. Also very important. And I have observed clinically that most gluten sensitive people also have this dry, itchy skin. So they need additional fatty acids to help hydrate the skin at a cellular level.
Definitely, you know, and we see this all the time.
We do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's funny you say that, because each cell's membrane is made up of fat and different kinds of fat. So most people need those extra fatty acids like omega-3 fish oil and omega-6s to keep the skin from becoming too dry. And I believe if you or your child experiences eczema, that it is a very good reason to make an appointment with a nutrition counselor. You know,
I mean, we see a lot of people with skin issues. And, you know, I think that you don't have to have them, because, you know, just eliminating. Sometimes people think, oh, how can I possibly give up bread or pasta or pizza? But in reality, if you eliminate some of those foods and your skin clears up and you're not having the itchies going on, it's not that hard.
No.
But I think also, if, like, you know, with Willow as a grandparent, I had to realize that, no, she wasn't going to be able to eat a sandwich when she came to my house, unless it was gluten-free bread.
Right.
So it's, you have to make some adjustments, and you can't be giving them treats. You know, I bet, you know, it's just, you can't be doing those things sometimes.
A treat is not always a treat.
That's true.
No.
You know,
when it causes you eczema or psoriasis, or, you know, even pimples,
you know, ice cream
and acne.
Ice cream suddenly you know, you have an ice cream cone and you've got the gluten and you've got the dairy you've got a breakout of skin problems.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So that's very, very true. And I think, you know, skin is just, it's a very complicated issue. So, you know, you really do need to have good information. It's hard to get all that you need out there, even Googling it in on the internet, you know. And that's what we do so well, is we sit down, look through all the symptoms, and give you a plan that's workable. I always make sure my clients have a workable plan when they leave the office. So remember, food can be
your solution,
or it can be the problem, and we want it to be your solution.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
The preceding was a paid program. The views expressed are not necessarily those of the management or ownership of FM 107. WFMP, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.